consent from here, sir?
Yes, I did, Rawlings. Rawlings, I have a rather distressing piece of news this morning. As you know, several generations of your family have brought credit and distinction to the school.
Yes, sir.
Your father, your grandfather, and your great-grandfather before you have each been head boy of this school.
Yes, sir.
You, in your turn, are in line for this privilege when Whitwell leaves the school next year to go up to Oxford to study forestry. However, Rawlings, I was rather disappointed to hear from Mr. Esprey, the physical training master, that a pair of very valuable gymnasium slippers disappeared from his stockroom Tuesday last and reappeared, Rawlings, as if by magic, in your locker, next to a copy of Saucy Girls Around the World.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Do you have any explanation for the appearance of these gym shoes in your locker, apart from the one that immediately springs to mind?
No, sir. I wanted the gym shoes and I took them.
You wanted the gym shoes, Rawlings, and you took them?
Yes, sir.
Good thinking. Rawlings, do you have any conception of what would happen in this world if everybody just took what they wanted?
It would be ghastly, sir.
It would be ghastly. Thank you, Rawlings. It would be ghastly. We would be living in a sea of anarchy. The whole moral fibre of society would fall apart. Do you feel you're in some way unique, Rawlings, and exempt from the basic laws of human behaviour?
No, sir.
Do you feel that the ethics of a civilised society apply to everyone except you?
No, sir.
Are you indeed some latter-day Hitler, Rawlings, who feels he can annex whatever he wants? Today, gym shoes, tomorrow, the world.
No, sir.
No, sir. Well, now, Rawlings, let me explain something to you. It is my duty to douse the flames of such overweening ambition, to exorcise this creeping cancer. And Rawlings, you will find in me no policy of appeasement, boy. No. Rather, you will find in me a Churchill. I will fight you on the beaches, Rawlings. I will fight you in the air. I will repel your doodle bugs. And I will snatch your Messerschmitts from the sky. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, now, Rawlings, you may have gathered there is only one course open to me. I'm going to have to give you a damn good thrashing. I want you to bend over and take six of the best.
Well, sir, could I just say one thing, sir?
Well, yes, you may, Rawlings, but any plea for mercy is going to fall on deaf ears.
Well, sir, I did steal the gym shoes, sir, and I do deserve to be punished.
Yes, Rawlings.
And you're much older and wiser than I am, sir.
Oh, come on, boy.
But I'm much bigger than you are, sir. And if you lay a finger on me, I'll smash your stupid little face in.
Tell me all of this before.
Sorry, sir.
This puts a completely different complexion on the whole affair. Rawlings, I want you to accept on behalf of the school my private collection of Screw magazine.
Thank you, sir.
This excellent deck of Acapulco gold, which I scored this morning.
Thank you, sir.
And take this £10 up.